the dog.
You got Bolt Bo.
Shorty P.
Let's go.
Well, guys, you know what I want to start
with. Let's address the elephant in the room.
You know what I want to start with.
Those burgers were great, Bo.
Yep. Incredible burgers.
Nah, beyond that.
Bum of the week.
Overtime.
Tampa. Mayor.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Jane Caster.
What?
That was terrible.
Why would she wish that?
Look at this.
Juju.
2 days ago, she wishes the Lightning would win tonight so they can come home, celebrate in Tampa. I understand what you're trying to say, but again, you've probably never played a game of sports in your life.
Her shirt tells me she plays bocce.
Oh, yeah. That's you're right.
Her face describes like she doesn't even watch daughter's ballerina dances.
Stop.
I'm over
Listen, I don't know why she would bring the bad juju, guys.
She brought it.
I wanted the sweet.
Everybody wants the sweet.
I wanted the sweet.
I mean, you celebrate when you come home.
They did have a lot of – I give it to them. They didn't want to lose. I don't think they lost that game on purpose. How many times did they hit the crossbar in the post?
Oh, lucky.
I mean, did you see
five bounce rounds?
Cooch's last one? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, anyways, she is my bum of the week for sure.
What did you say?
And now she comes back. She says today – or I guess it was
your what?
Late yesterday. She never bum of the week. Yes, I love it. I love it. She never wished the Lightning to lose.
Well, if you don't wish them to win, then you obviously wish them to lose. There's only
give them a break.
Yeah. She's terrible.
Here we go.
All right. So, yeah. So, aside from that, Lightning obviously lose last game. And now we are at 3-1 going into game 5 tonight, 8 o'clock.
I knew if we didn't score in that power play with 4 minutes, I knew if we didn't score we were going to lose.
Yeah.
I just didn't say anything, but I just had that gut feeling. I was like, if
it was
score,
a 4-minute power play.
No, it was a breakaway, too. They didn't have any good develop.
They're just not the same, in my opinion. And I'm not just saying because I'm a Bolts fan. They're just not the same caliber of team.
No.
They're just not.
Who?
The Habs.
Feliz Navidad. Whatever those guys are.
So, aside from that, a few other things that happened this week. The match, Tom Brady.
I didn't get to watch it. I heard it was funny, though.
He had a hell of a drive. I think it was like 390 on the drive or something.
Yeah, but how high was that cliff, man? Come on.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter. 390 on the drive is still impressive.
Gravity kind of works tremendously. And it made him look like a stud because he actually hit it in front of the other guy.
No, he had some good shots.
He always has some good shots.
Rogers is out there trying to get his mullet going.
He has the sneakiest, funniest little comments. Like, he's pretty funny. I thought Rogers was pretty
It's
funny.
Like dull sense of humor, though. Like, he doesn't get excited about anything.
No, he just smiles. He smiles at Tom, and like Tom just smiles back. How about the phone call?
And the comments about not being back with the pack.
Yeah, they should have left that alone, to be honest with you, man. You know it's coming, but just let the guys have fun.
Well, he said he's going to let Charles Barkley know, next week, I believe?
I'd love to see Charles Barkley do one of these golf match things.
You saw what Charles Barkley, you sent it to me, what he said about Tom Brady's.
Oh, his work.
Did you see that, Bo?
What's that?
Did you see what Dog sent about Tom Brady's workout and what Charles Barkley was talking about, his like pre-golf game and like how he
he was doing laps in the parking lot and stuff.
He did 10 hours of driving range, 18 holes of golf the day before, wind sprints.
This guy needs to find a hobby.
Yeah.
Tom needs to find a hobby. I'm going to say it first. This guy's making the rest of us look like we're lazy pieces of
shit.
Yeah. and Tom, I get it, man. You want to be the best, but come on.
I think he already has that right to say he is the best.
Is he the best athlete of all time?
It depends what you describe as athlete.
Let me tell you something. As someone that's 45 years old,
he was drafted.
He's 43
in high school,
and there ain't no way in hell I'm doing what this guy does, even at 43.
No, there's. I mean, there's.
Well,
not
there's Bo Burgers. He doesn't eat Bo Burgers.
He would.
He might.
I bet he would.
He definitely would.
He don't. He'll get.
All right. So aside from that, we got. I was telling him earlier, you know what's going on with this guy in the MLB in baseball, Bauer.
Yeah. Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Apparently he was like, he beat up on some girl and then yeah, she's claiming rape when she was out.
I mean, we'll see, man. Everyone's innocent and proven guilty.
I didn't hear about it, but lock him up.
I mean,
lock him up.
She's kind of beat up in the pictures. Now, I know pictures. I know you can create an environment. You can create a scenario. I understand that. But, bro. This one's pretty bad.
I'm not saying the guy's innocent or anything, but, I mean, there needs to be an investigation, and they need to, kind of keep it low-key until they figure out what's right. There's no – if the guy didn't do anything, why bash the guy? Because there's a lot of –
So yeah, well, I mean, how many?
Now,
does he know this person?
We're all fans.
I haven't even heard this story.
I haven't heard anything on it either, so I can't really speak on it. But
we're all fans of sports.
We are.
How many of these guys have been proven to be innocent when these come out?
I think a lot more than have been proven to be guilty.
Well, some don't even know. Some don't even know the people.
Are you serious right now?
Making the claim.
You believe that when there's been claims against professional athletes that there's been more times that they've been proven innocent?
I think there's a lot of hush money going around. But then, I mean, I don't know. No, you weren't there. Nobody was there.
Yeah, not everybody is a Tom Brady caliber. Is it like even down to LeBron James doesn't have these types of things weighing him down and these kind of claims against him. And these are like major superstars.
Kobe Bryant did. Rest in peace.
Well, yeah, but Kobe was guilty, bro.
Was he?
I think he admitted it because he had to admit to his wife and the whole thing about being honest with her. That's a plea.
I don't know.
I mean, really.
What about when the glove didn't fit?
He must have quit.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this could get good right now. I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
No, this one could get good. No, honestly, I don't know.
I want to know, actually. Is OJ guilty?
I just think
I don't know.
I want your opinion. I understand you don't know.
My opinions mean like the price of cheat tea.
That's what this show is about, your opinion on sports news.
Stop
being scared. Is he guilty or not?
Referring to the Trevor Bauer incident, mm-hmm. I don't think they should bash this out into the public until they have all the facts and investigation and there's a proven trial.
Okay, I'll give all that.
Because if he is innocent, why this guy just got bashed?
Exactly.
Now
it's a bad deal. 100%.
Carry yourself every day.
Is OJ guilty?
Is he guilty?
Let me say it another way because you guys keep having a problem with the
guilty. What was that, 93?
Did he murder Nicole Simpson?
I wasn't there. I can't speak on
that. Okay, your opinion.
My opinion?
Wow. All right, let me be the first to say it. He's guilty as shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
100% he did it.
Now,
I didn't really look into that.
I've got the same opinion for Cosby, too. What do we think about that? Guilty.
Why
is he walking?
I honestly don't know. The thing is, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up one morning and see on the news, Bill Cosby's out.
He shit himself. It just depends or something. I don't know. They let him out of something. He's too old.
Yeah, he is.
You saw that meme? That was a good one.
I'm
not letting you get by with this. Is OJ guilty or not? Did OJ do it?
No, he's innocent. And the court law, he's innocent.
Okay, court of law, he was innocent. Okay, I'm asking you.
I don't know the facts of that. I got to look into it, man.
When that happened in 94?
93, 94.
Something
like that.
94, I think I was too young to really comprehend what was really going on, I guess. I've never done my own research to give you my own honest opinion.
Is your avoidance of the question I want to answer is telling me your answer. You honestly think that there's a chance this guy did not do
it. There's a chance that he didn't do it. There's a chance that he did do it.
I was in high school during this, and I think that, you know, the trials were a bit racial, right? I mean, there was some cheering going on after the verdict in high school.
I've never personally reviewed anything of it, so I don't know enough to make a decision whether he is or not.
It was an emotional trial.
Was it?
You have to wonder, you know, if some of that didn't feed into it. You just don't know.
Can you honestly answer something that you just don't even know about?
I'll give you that out, that you were a little younger, don't really know the deal.
I never graduated high school that year. Okay, so let me ask you something.
You graduated high school that year?
And say something.
I was like a freshman. See, I was a freshman. I know that.
Yeah, you still had 4 years. But you graduated high school.
All right, let's get off of that. A couple fun things. Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, what a
new record.
What a freaking 76
hot dogs in 10 minutes,
animal.
Man.
That was awesome.
Out of control.
What do you think happens to the inside of his stomach after that?
Like his exit interviews where I'm eating nothing but greens and like salads and stuff like that.
Your
intestines
are pretty
light.
You're taking some supplements to break that down 100%.
Mm. Yeah, you're clogged up on the toilet for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Just chain them.
But
I don't get it.
He is the glizzy master.
He's the glizzy. Chip, you know about glizzies?
Why you
good old K, a Circle K glizzy?
Why are you ask me?
I don't know.
What they call hot dogs.
But why'd you point it out to me? Chip, you know about
Shorty P, do you know what that glizzy is?
Thank you, Shorty P.
He's thinking we might be too good for these things.
I just want to hear what Shorty P says because I really don't know what it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's the nickname for hot dogs.
Oh, is it glizzy?
I think it's a golf wort nickname.
I don't know.
It sounds like something that comes out of golf. Glizzy. It kind of sounds a little feminine for my liking. I'm not going to call a hot dog glizzy, though.
Yeah,
I mean, sucking down one of them glizzies.
Anybody want a glizzy?
No.
Yeah. Y'all want to go get some glizzies and throw it on the grill?
All right, feel good. The dad from one of the wife and his daughter. I believe it was his wife or his wife and daughter that died in the plane crash with Kobe. He went on America's Got Talent. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
No, cool. I didn't see it.
Pretty cool.
You got a lot of time for TV.
No, I actually do show what's called show prep, which. I have a frustration when it comes to show prep.
I got a smartphone. I don't need to bring a notepad.
My
show prep is based on literally watching
you guys watch. I like to read it. I like to read online, and I'm frustrated with ESPN right now because the ESPN puts ESPN block where they want you to pay $5 a month to read someone's opinion.
That's a joke, like, right? ESPN.
No, this is, look, right here. It blocks you if you want to continue reading.
I don't go to ESPN for anything anymore.
That pisses me off. Are you kidding me?
The only thing I watch on there is the sporting events that they telecast, but other than that.
And this would have been a good article. I wanted to see who he picked to be the top.
That news station is literally getting burned into the ground.
Devin White.
Well, I would think so with the big picture here, Devin White.
Yeah, they had him at 50, I think, for the best overall players.
At 50?
I think so.
For best active players?
I don't know if it was the real NFL network or somebody had him at 50 or 48 or something. I didn't even read that.
Crap.
That's just somebody's opinion.
Yeah, he's definitely top 15.
Yeah. All right. Tyreek Hill gets engaged.
Who, the loser of the Super Bowl?
Did you see? I got to try and find it here real quick. I'll pull it up. But the dad with the baby and the beer.
Oh, yeah.
At the baseball game.
Completely let go of the baby, caught the ball.
And then somehow caught the kid again.
And caught the kid and then chugged his beer.
Yeah. He knew what he was doing. He just needed the baby to go a little bit lower so he could reach up like just to the...
He did. He was holding the baby with the hand that he caught the ball with. And he literally
he didn't drop the baby.
Like, I'm looking this up
right
now.
When you readjust like the ball, you know, you readjust when you're running. Like,
but dude, he has a beer in one hand. Yeah. And a baby in the other somehow gets the baby caught with the beer hand and catches the foul. That was impressive.
No, he caught the baby with the same hand he caught the ball with.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think if you go to the video, he's catching the
You know what gets me?
Check your stats.
I'm watching it. Dad almost drops baby to catch ball at baseball game.
But he did it.
It used to take forever to pull together.
Almost.
How does that even count as almost?
Right. I agree.
So what's the seventh inning anthem?
Now, what if he dropped him?
How does it start?
Take me out.
Okay, right there.
Okay.
You're already at the ball game. Why do I got to take you out there?
I think.
And they don't care if they don't ever come back? Come on now.
Where did you really just come up with that?
That's my show prep.
That's your show prep? Okay, try again.
Nope.
See the NHL goalie, Blue Jackets goalie, died from a firework to the chest?
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yeah.
He had only played like one or two games with the Blue Jackets. He was up and coming. He was only 20-some years old. And
what kind
I guess
of firework?
They were at a party one of those
JPP
mortars.
JPP round three.
Stop. What? One of the mortars misdirected and shot towards, no foul play or anything, but they were all just in the jacuzzi. People thought when he got out of the jacuzzi, I guess he hit his head or something, but it came out later from the medical examiner that he was taking a shot to the chest. From a firework, yeah.
Let's ban him.
No.
Well, no, I'm not up for banning it. Accidents happen. And then there's stupidity out
last
there.
Last night, while this hurricane was coming on through the Bay Area, I kid you freaking not.
Lighting off bangers.
Some crazy redneck in the neighborhood was just lighting off fireworks.
Leftovers, man. He's like, I got another day off of work.
Yeah.
Everybody was shut down today.
I almost went out there and looked for him to try to get.
I mean, what are you upset about?
No, I'm not upset.
Oh, okay.
I think it's great. Crazy some fish.
Good news across the board with Kinley. Able to play with the Bucks.
That's good.
Kudos.
Navy's allowing it to happen.
Well, I mean, what spot is on
he's
it?
Gotta, yeah,
he's got to prove
it,
himself.
He's got to make it. He'd probably be a gunner.
He'd probably be a gunner. He's somewhere on the kickoff return, just earning as well.
Yeah.
Special teams.
I think they're going to recruit this guy. I mean, that was a good catch.
Well, I mean, if he plays that good, he can earn a spot.
No,
I mean,
I'm talking about the catching of the kid here.
Oh, that guy?
I'm still on this. I see this video.
He's
He didn't even drop the beer. He barely spilt it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm sorry,
hey, which
guys,
hand did he catch
amazing.
The kid with? Did he catch it with the same
with
hand
left.
As the baseball? He did?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Check your facts.
But what's crazy is
the
drops beer,
never
goes that
go.
Beer never
he
left
had to
the
gauge,
same
He
hand.
Had to gauge how much to throw the kid up in the air to catch the ball as well.
Yeah,
he's been there. He's done that before.
Wow!
Someone get that guy a beer,
right?
All right.
Hopefully that was a Busch latte.
We got Shikari. Is it Shikari? Sha'Carri Richardson, I guess the Olympics, out of it due to smoking weed.
Oh, the one that broke the rules.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You see all the support? Where she's getting all the support from?
Well, yeah, let's go ahead and let her. Okay, it's acceptable because she was mourning of her mom passing. I understand that, but you break the rule for one person, you're going to break it for everybody.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't agree with everybody sticking up for it because they're going to turn it into something that it's not. She broke the rule. It's something right then and there.
Is it legal for her to do it?
Mm-mm.
Well, then there you go.
Well, that's exactly
the state
she
lives. I think the state that she lives in, yes, it was legal, but it's still a ban by the Olympics.
But is it legal for her as a sports player?
Exactly. So
still on banned substances. I mean, morning I think NFL. Not, you
know, yeah,
the only
no,
one
I
that,
I completely
away
understand.
From that, right?
I'm not. You know, hey, I would do the same thing, but I would make sure that I'm not going to try to go to Olympics and try and
You'd
scam
step
around.
Away
but
from
yeah,
it, absolutely.
Just
yeah.
take care of you. Isn't but it's that, like, yeah. and then everybody wants to feel sorry for you.
No,
broke the rule.
Exactly.
I don't get how you break the rule and you should be rewarded. With
lock
it.
You know,
up.
You know, he's talking like that. You know, he's talking like
again,
that.
Again, absolutely.
That's Shorty P's new
Joe Biden.
Lock him up. Well, here you go,
Biden.
You got female athletes that can't smoke. But you got.
Didn't the NFL back off of that? Like they took marijuana off of the banned substances?
NFL did.
They did,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Well, because they use it more than the pills that they prescribe them.
Yeah, and that's the
Which
thing is that these
thing.
Athletes, yeah. these athletes smoke instead of taking a pill for being in pain, they smoke to relax. And
Which
I think,
they should.
I think that's
I'm,
something
yeah.
all of sports need to really. Do some science and research and
add marijuana to it.
Yeah, it's not addicting.
Like, it's a medicinal type deal.
It
exactly.
is.
Whether it's CBD or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anything. It's better than that man-made bullshit they give to people. I get them hooked the next thing you know they're on the corner.
It's 2020.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's give it a break. If we're
what's
allowing
that, 2021. That basketball player? The one that,
Lamar Odom?
No, the one that slept with LeBron James' mom.
What?
His mom.
Oh, Delonte
yeah.
West.
Delonte
this
West.
Isn't a real
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
I never heard of this.
Dude.
They were
he
teammates.
Slept with LeBron's
he slept
Here
with LeBron's
like
mom.
Fan.
And literally,
Jeez.
I mean, his life crashed, bro. They
oh,
they got this. Mark Cuban.
Crack.
Got saw videos of
oh,
people trying to
kid?
Help him out off the streets
that's
or whatever. And Mark Cuban, I guess, put him in rehab.
Yeah. Got him back. Shout out to Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know LeBron's
He's been doing more movies lately, or is it maybe the movies he's done in the past are showing up?
Who, LeBron?
No, Cuban. I see Mark Cuban in a lot of movies.
I haven't seen him anything.
No, I don't remember.
He shows
like B-rate actors at that, but I mean, still, he's in them.
Yeah, he's showing face.
So, in your show prep, did you come up with anything good for trivia? Or
yeah, I got some trivia
would
questions.
Would you rather?
I'm doing would you rathers when football season starts.
That's what you've decided?
That's what I said last week.
Okay.
And also we got some hockey coming up, so we got some hockey.
Oh, that's what my trivia is about tonight.
All right.
It's all about Lightning hockey.
Is it?
Right. Yep.
Can we at least get like an idea of what we think is going to happen in the game tonight? Maybe a
score?
Score
predictions?
Yes.
Well, I think I said Bolts in five.
I'm real. Bro, I said
I think
when
he
did.
Did
you say
so,
Bolts
no,
in
no,
five?
I really believe that.
I think I said Bolts
five.
In five.
I
when did you say that?
To start the series before we do the podcast.
We have recordings. We
yeah.
can
bro,
figure
I
this
told,
out.
I told all, yeah.
No.
Go back and listen. I said it all, bro. I've said it all. The 3-1 game.
I'll go back. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to go back.
We'll
settle this.
I don't remember this. But anyways,
of course you don't, because it's not what you said.
I only told
you said Bolton Ford.
What I say was that a problem?
You said they wouldn't even make it to the Stanley Cup.
Who said that?
You.
Never. I actually said they were going to go undefeated.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, you just did. You guys thought Bolton Ford. You guys thought I.
He said it's a sweep.
I was going to have all sweeps, but.
All right, so it's game five. Let's see. What were the scores so far? I know the Lightning
Good
had
for
14 points in the first three games. They had 2 goals this last game, 3-2.
Yep.
So I'm going. This one is going to be.
Oh, those are going to let her rip this game.
Yeah, this is going to be 4-2, Lightning.
4-2?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
All right. Go. Who's going next?
You.
All right. I'm going to say 5-2 with a couple of empty netters.
Do you think you're going to pull a goalie with 3-0?
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to pull a goalie. It'll be.
I hope they pull the goalie.
You think they're going to pull Price?
I hope they pull Price
they
in the first period.
They have to. If they're down.
No, they won't.
Why wouldn't you?
They
if you're down. If it's 4-2 and you're down.
He's one of the best, and I don't want to put secondary in.
You're going to put your
not
last
in,
5
not
minutes.
In game 5.
You're gonna, yeah, you have to. Do you want to lose?
You count on your team.
All right. Well, we'll see when it's 5-2.
5-2.
It's 4-0. 5-2. That's it.
Vazzy's getting the shutout.
Okay. That's what you say. 5-2.
Bring it home. 4-0? Bring it home.
4-0.
4-0 for
you. Parade.
Wow. Shit. I'm out there. I'm going 6-3, and I say we come out swinging.
Swinging.
Wow. That's a big
goal
one.
Within the first 2 minutes.
First 2 minutes?
First 2 minutes. We are back.
I like that
tone. We're back
first
home.
First game, they had
we're
two
fired
goals
up
in
and
the
ready,
first three
man.
Minutes
I like
on
that.
Both first and second period. That's all possible.
I mean, I'm getting chills. I'm ready to watch this thing now.
Yeah, well, how long?
Shit.
What time
40 minutes.
Less than an
minutes.
Hour,
well,
boys.
Maybe about an hour.
Yeah, they've never lost the back-to-back games in the past 2 years. They haven't lost one in 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know, facing elimination or, you know, something like that. I think Vazzy was like 5-0 with shutouts. A clinching game, clinching series, I think, or something like that.
Excuse me.
We got COVID in the room.
COVID in the room.
Is that Delta?
It's the Delta
variant.
It's the variant.
Delta variant.
I think this one's supposed to be more scary, right?
They all are.
Don't worry, guys. We're wearing our masks.
Rachel Nichols.
Ooh.
Versus Maria Taylor.
Not pleasant.
Did you hear? I listened to the audio, and I'm saying here, listen, she was actually kind of PC about what she said.
Yeah, I mean, she's just, why does that even have to come out? Like, just
but
think
it was
about
more against. It was more against ESPN than it was Maria Taylor.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think Rachel Nichols has earned her spot to be where she 100%. Is. She should be on everything, and it's kind of like our VP.
Players like her. They enjoy the interviews. She's a good interviewer. Why would they want to mess with that?
I don't know, man. And that's one thing I really don't
it's
like
that
about
that aging out thing.
Have you noticed? So when me and him actually started watching ESPN, you guys, I don't know him, but they had the cast. They had Stuart Scott, Kenny Mayne, Rich Eisen, all these guys now – there's not one guy that works for ESPN now that did, aside for the Stuart Scott's, rest in peace, they all have their own shows on different networks. Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Except for
Chris
Berman.
They're all
right?
gone. Yeah. Oh, Chris Berman, like, he makes a rare appearance, but it's like, why are the best guys that I've ever seen call sports, make me pretty much like sports, not on their station anymore? And now it's like guys
well,
like,
that's because those guys want to get a name and they want to charge a certain amount for their,
services. That's it. I don't know if that's it.
Maybe SportsCenter don't pay top notch.
I mean, when SportsCenter in the morning.
I would think that they probably pay pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you think they're making.
They're the highest rated sports industry thing in the world.
Some of these guys.
Six
like,
figures?
Like, well, Stewart Scott, like you said, passed away a while ago, so I don't know what it'll be back then. But what's.
Stephen A. Smith, I'm sure he gets
he's,
a nice check.
He's, yeah, he's,
well,
he's
no,
seven
he,
figures.
He
for
has
sure.
his own
show. Linda Cohn.
The guy. Why can't I think of him right now? And you just said his name. The guy with glasses.
Stewart Scott?
No. That still does it today. Sports centers. Come on, the white ball guy.
Scott Van Pelk.
Thank you,
Scott Van Pelk. Yeah, he was on there a while ago. Yeah, he was on there.
I mean, I bet you
he does 11 o'clock by himself. After
he's got
like
his
last
foot
game.
In the
I
door.
Think he does the like. Wrap
you see
up
what like Wayne Gretzky's getting from TBS Network or TNT or whoever he went Turner millions.
Wayne
bro.
Gretzky.
Get Lemieux in there.
I think that Gruden made like something retarded like $9 million for Monday Night Football.
I'll tell you what, man, that's a good piece of change right there, man.
We're gonna pound that
I
rock.
Thought you were gonna say something. You know that actually meant something. All right, so what do we got for like trivias and stuff, guys? We got about 15, 20 minutes left. Then we gotta sign off here, get ready for our game.
Oh, really? All right.
I don't, man. I just
this is this.
I got some.
You know what? Then I'm not even really sorry. I'm sorry I was too busy at work. I get home, have to cook you guys Bo Burgers, and this is what I get.
You young folk. You
every
young
time
bucks,
I do trivia,
you, act
you
like
guys.
You have not enough time in the day.
I don't.
I have
yeah,
no
your
time.
Generation has to build in at least 3 to 4 hours a day of doing absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called an hour in the morning.
That's a problem.
An hour when
then
you get
you
home,
sleep
and
for 10
an
hours.
Hour at night.
If you get less than 10 hours, it's a problem.
Says who?
I'd love a camera just to follow me around. You can see what dog does for a day.
Yeah, wear a mile in my shoes.
But you did show prep.
Yeah, a little
you
bit.
You got stuff right there.
A little bit.
I usually have show prep, and you guys can't even figure out my show prep. So it's like, why even bother?
Okay, dog, what you got?
This is it's football's getting close. It's a little football trivia. It's called Choose Your Play.
Okay.
All right. Deep ball to D-hop, right?
Okay.
You're the cornerback.
Okay.
Are you going to play it clean, or are you going to risk a flag?
I'll risk a flag.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, against Hopkins, yeah, I'm definitely risking the flag.
Probably.
You don't want to get like burnt?
That. No, hell no. Who wants to get burnt?
Bo.
Nah, I ain't getting burnt.
The toast on that burger was old.
Oh, he went. To
I didn't
the
even
burger.
Toast
oh.
the bread. I didn't even toast the bun.
I was gonna say that you know, burger that might was so help, juicy. like just a little light thing into the oven with the buns, making them nice.
Oh,
like
is that what you want next time, Sir Chef?
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to help.
I'll put mayonnaise on it. I'll put mayonnaise on it too.
All right, what else? All right.
Line up with AB, and you're on the line of scrimmage. Do you jam him? Or do you play off? Like, do you just backpedal off rips? Like, you're taking 5 to 10 steps back. Do you jam him, or do you play him off?
I'm good at what I do. I jam.
So I think, yeah, probably AB, trying to throw AB, him off his route.
He's one of the nicer ones off the line.
He does his move.
Quick.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Maybe he ain't never seen me play football.
Open field tackle against DK Metcalf. Do you go low?
Low.
Or
low.
Do you try to go up top low. And just fake an injury?
You gotta go.
Yes. I like the injury.
You don't have to finish the
I
question.
I like the injury. Let's do that one.
Well, you fake an injury.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
All right. Down 3, 4 minutes left.
Jeez.
You play it straight up and you just give them a little cushion. Don't let them beat you. Or you jump in the route and you're trying to get a pick six. You could get burnt on the double move and lose the game.
No, you're up. You play strong defense.
I thought I was down.
You're
down.
No, we're
down. Oh,
you're down 3.
Oh, let's get crazy.
Yeah, you got to go.
4 minutes
left. Yeah.
Hold them to a field goal, you're down 6. You still give your offense that chance.
Let's get crazy.
Or do you jump the route and try to get the pick six or burn?
If I see it, I'm going to take it.
That's right.
If I can see that that's coming, then I'm gonna jump the route.
If not,
but
we're
if
revert.
Not, I'm just gonna yeah.
Right, we're so gonna revert.
So you're rolling the dice, and you're just gonna play the lock and just give them a little cushion. Don't
give
them
a little
go
cushion.
On the fly.
Shut down
you're gonna
defense.
Let them nick and dime
shut
all the
down.
Way downfield when you can just
come
end the game
shut
right
down
there.
Defense. Hey. Shut down defense. Defense wins championships.
Coming from the guy that that's gets true. So freaking pissed. Why are they playing cover 2? Why are they dropping back?
No. Wait. You're not going past that. I want to talk about that because that's a totally different scenario. You said play a couple 3 feet off the guy, give him a little bit of space.
Yeah. You're
the
not
Bucks play
me.
10 to 12 yards off.
That was with the homeboy from Atlanta, the old coach.
He was horrible.
Not Todd Bowles.
I understand. It was terrible. It was so
Bowles.
Frustrating to play some prevent defense.
Not Todd Bowles.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right. We're going to switch over to quarterback real quick, and I just want your guys' input. You know? Josh Allen. What do you think he's going to be a top tier quarterback, or do you think he's going to have a
I mean, right now he's
mediocre.
He's top 10 right now. He's a top 10 QB in the league right now.
This is a big
with his supporting cash. You put him on a different team, it might mean different. But with Diggs out there and their other,
he's
going to
have a Brad Johnson type career.
Man, he's got a live arm
where he does well everywhere he goes, does well, wins probably a Super Bowl some point in time. And then retires as not really an unknown, but...
You ever seen Brad Johnson throw the ball over 40 yards in the air?
Yeah, did you see him? They posted a video of him not too long ago hitting the crossbars. But for what? Why? What's wrong with him?
I've never seen him throw... Josh Allen probably has one of the strongest arms in the league.
He's going to have that type of career is what I'm saying.
I mean,
he's not going to be some standout Tom Brady. He's not going to be a Patrick Mahomes. He's just not going to do that.
Sam Darnold.
What about him?
He's starting in Carolina.
He's gonna have a Vinny Testaverde type career.
He's gonna have a horrible year.
He'll have
a short year
this year. Yeah.
He's gonna have a long career. He'll play into his 40s.
He's gonna
fade
out like Chad Henne.
He's gonna be a journeyman. He's
fade out like Chad Henne. Yeah.
Jared Goff
is gonna
in Detroit. Yeah, he just went to hell.
He's gonna have a what kind of
about good four and 13 year.
A what?
You're talking about the rest of his career or the season?
For the season.
For the season?
Yeah, he keeps saying, like, these careers.
I'm just saying, I go long range, I guess. But, no, I would say he'll have a decent year, but he's not going to the playoffs.
Nah.
What I mean.
Fuck no.
They call this guy White Lightning, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, I think, is going to have a good career. I think he's going to have a good year. Saquon Barkley's back.
That all depends on that boy. Doesn't depend on Danny can't keep my feet underneath me dimes.
Who did they pick up? Which receiver did they pick up? Giants picked up.
No, those. They got who'd they get?
They drafted Tony from the Gators.
Yeah, they got the Demaryius Tony
and
somebody
they
else.
They did pick up a wide receiver.
Yeah, they got some speed. Demaryius Tony's he's raw.
I can't remember who they
signed.
I think they didn't.
Gordon Tate's gone. But they got Shepard still, I think.
Sterling Shepard?
No. Trey.
Evan Ingram? Trey.
Let's say this guy wins the role, Drew Locke. Is he having
over Teddy?
Yeah, let's say
he better do something with them goddamn weapons, but happen, he ain't the answer.
Yeah,
I think I still think there's a quarterback that's not there yet.
They ride Teddy Bridgewater and until he can't do the job or something.
No, it's open. It's open market.
So you don't even think that Drew Locke has a chance. You think
I don't think
Teddy's
he should game. Start. He's not like a Joe Lawrence. He's not like a Joe Burrow.
You harsh.
He's not. Well, he's not.
Baker Mayfield. Is he going to perform like he did last year? If he performs like he did last year, they have a very good chance of making a long run in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are definitely going to the playoffs.
Fall short.
No. They were definitely. Baker Mayfield will have a good year this year.
Oh.
Carson Wentz, the rebirth. And
not a rebirth at all.
With his old head coach.
I doubt he makes it past week 7.
Really?
Really. Yep.
Wow.
Last but not least, the former Buck, Jameis Winston.
He gets hurt first time he plays the Bucks.
First play.
Yeah, first play.
Oh, man.
Damn, and it's not going to be by us. It's going to be by his goofy ass taking a snap and then like tripping over his own feet and twisting his ankle.
Jeez. I don't know. I can't wait to
I'm
see
so
it.
So happy when he was gone. Don't even get me going right now. Seriously.
So the Rays did get an all-star selection.
Mikey Z. They had a no-hitter today, too.
Yep, they had a no-hitter. They won, I think, 3 in a row now. Yep. They had a horrible...
No, they won on Sunday. They've won 4
in
a row.
They had a horrible, horrible road trip.
They hit that rough patch, man. Yeah. It's what people don't understand. It's like I have a group chat with 2 of my buddies and literally go... I think it was Saturday or something. It was the first inning. Mm-hmm. They went 1-2-3. Oh, here come the Rays. Going to make this pitcher look like shit tonight. Or make the shitty pitcher look great. Next thing you know, they hit a grand slam the next inning. And it's like... One inning is how you guys judge this team?
So they
like,
got
come
they,
on.
They have 1 series left against the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Right before All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're sitting at 51-36.
Where does that put them?
Second place.
Second.
Two and a half
behind the Red Sox.
Which Red Sox just lost
today. But the best team in the league is the San Francisco Giants at 53-32. So we're right up there in the mix of things. We're, you know. And
there's still 80 games to go.
That NL West has the Dodgers at 53-33, the Padres at 51-37. So there's quite a few teams that have 50 wins. I believe every division besides the NL East, which is the Mets leading that division. But yeah, they had a no hitter. They're growing. They're resilient. They're you know, injuries happen, but they're finding a way.
What about the Home Run Derby? Have they announced their participants yet?
Yeah, they did. I think it's Judge Stanton, Vlad Jr.
Otani's doing it.
Otani.
I know that.
Probably
taking
it's going to be a good Home Run Derby.
I'm
I believe.
Pumped.
I do watch All Star Weekend stuff. I do watch that.
I watch Derby. Derby's
I'm not big on the
game.
I think the game is just like, well, now they make it to where whoever wins it gets the home field advantage for the World Series. So if the NL wins it, then they'll play 4 games in the NL
Stadium. Yeah, they get home field advantage for the World Series.
Which is pretty cool. So it's a meaningful game, but what if there's a, you know.
That is pretty cool to determine it that way.
I guess make it a meaningful game.
Mm-hmm. So I got trivia.
Oh, here we go.
A little Derrick Brooks trivia for you guys.
Derrick Brooks.
Derrick Brooks. How many total yards did he have in his career?
Total yards?
Yep.
Like INT,
returning
fumble.
Well,
that's
a linebacker.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
like 380. Because he had that long pick against Baltimore.
Yeah, and he had,
that was
he had
like
two 98. Picks in the Super Bowl, right? Yeah,
that was for a pick 6, yeah. But that was only
I'm
going like to
go 40. A little bit more. I'm going to go over 500.
Over 500?
Yeah.
Oh.
380, I said.
Yeah, Joe. Jordy P, you want to take a shot?
No, man. I have no clue on this one, man. Not even
close. It was
close.
530.
Wow.
Nice.
But in one season... Did he have more or less than 175 yards?
Less.
In one season, what?
One season. Did he have more or less than 175 yards?
One season. I
was
think,
confident,
I think,
but now
I think he had more than one season.
262 in
wow.
one year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many touchdowns did Derrick Brooks have in his career?
Yeah, all right. He was an 8-time Pro Bowl. So he's 13 intercepts, or what was it?
Touchdowns.
No, I'm going to say 8.
That's a little high.
I'm gonna say
I was going to say 10.
10?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
8.
8?
7.
6.
Dang.
How many forced fumbles did Derrick Brooks have?
Oh, jeez. Is it more than the touchdowns? Greater or less than? It is. Look at it. The
it was
last.
More than the touchdowns.
Oh, my 26.
Gosh. 26.
Yeah.
26 forced
wow.
fumbles.
Wow. I think he's fired.
I was
going to Jeez.
I'm going to cut his in half. I'll say 13.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 10 on that.
11. Nah, how many how many times did he fumble?
Twice.
No.
He seems pretty confident. You want to name those games?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 6.
6?
Yeah.
He had 0. Or he had 1, I'm sorry.
One?
One
fumble in his entire career.
Yeah. I mean, he usually gets the ball.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, when you pick up another fumble, run with it, that he only had one drop? Wow.
How many times since let's go from 95 to 2008 did he play a full season?
95 to 2008.
He wasn't known as an Iron Man, but I would say.
Shit me.
11 seasons maybe in a row that he went all season?
I want to say from 95 to 8, that's 13 seasons, and he probably, 11 seasons, full seasons.
11 full seasons? How many did you say?
11.
11.
I'm going to say 9.
He never missed a game.
He never missed a game his entire
career.
Never
missed a game.
Wow.
224 games consecutively. Didn't play with another team.
So I know Rondé awesome. Barber was like that, but Rondé was up there, wasn't he?
And Lynch was up there,
Lynch
too.
It's impressive.
But my hat is off to that, Mr. Derek.
I think he's got the same work
as a linebacker, 224 games.
Wonder.
Not missing.
And you wonder why I said 26.
And Chip says he wasn't known as an Iron Man.
I hire
you are now.
All right, so there's my trivia. All
right, there's your trivia. Mine is about the Lightning, boys.
Here we go.
We're going to go over the Bucks-Suns real quick.
Oh, we could. I mean, the Suns did take game one in the NBA Finals.
Chris Paul dropped 32 with 9 assists.
Oh, I was asleep for that barn burner.
Yeah, it's not really a...
I mean, it's different. You don't.
There's
see
no
LeBron,
yeah, there's no drama to the series. It's
Seth
the Bucks
Curry.
And the Suns.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but either way, it's good basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Tampa Bay Lightning trivia. Here we go, gentlemen. As you see, the answers are on the board. Who did the Tampa Bay Lightning defeat to win their first Stanley Cup? Colorado Avalanche, Edmonton Oilers, Calgary Flames, Anaheim Ducks.
I want to say Avalanche, but then.
Calgary.
Or Calgary. Oh, no, you sure? I think
he sounds confident. He is correct.
He is Calgary.
Nice.
Which player scored 42 goals in the Bolts' first season?
Brian Bradley,
John Tucker, Chris Kontos, or Adam Creighton?
Brian Bradley.
You say Bradley as well. That's correct.
It's definitely Bradley.
Bolts franchise single season record for wins. Bishop, Hobby Bullen. Papa. Or Vasilevsky.
I want to say Javi.
I'm,
but Ben Bishop had a streak, too, because I think that's who we won our first.
I mean, there is three top-notch goalies on that list.
Oh, I'm going Andre.
I want to say Bishop.
I'm going Andre,
too.
Yeah, big cat.
Yeah.
What are you on, a first-name basis now?
What?
That's what you said to me when I called him the big cat. Who was the first Lightning player with three hat tricks in a season? No kidding. Stamkos, Martin St. Louis, Wendell Clark, or Vincent Lecavalier?
I'm going Marty.
Going Marty and Vinny?
I say Vinny.
Vinny is incorrect. Marty, incorrect.
Wendell
Clark is correct.
I had no clue on that one.
I didn't know who he is.
Who's the tallest goaltender in history? Weeks, Bishop, Graham, or Mike Smith?
Smith.
I'm going Bishop because I don't know who these other guys are.
That is correct.
Dang.
6'7". There you go.
Bishop was a big boy. Who was the first woman to play in the NHL game? This I do not know. Nicole Hensley, Nora Ratty, Shannon Zabatos, or... Manon Roim.
I'm going Nora.
Nora. Gotta be Nora.
That is incorrect. Nicole, jeez. Incorrect. Shannon, incorrect. Manon. Well, how does that have anything to do with Lightning?
I don't know.
She played for the Lightning. She played for the Lightning? Really? Did you guys know this?
No, I did not. I was only three at the time.
You were only three at the time?
Yeah.
I was in my sophomore year in high school. What was the first jersey? What was the first jersey number retired by the Tampa Bay Lightning?
4, I believe.
4, 26, 25.
4 was LeCavier.
4 was Vinny.
I would say that is incorrect. Martin St. Louis, 26.
You did this before.
No. Just he's the first
one Berlin
up on the
Wall.
Rafters.
I got an out.
Which
hobby.
Tampa Bay goaltender was nicknamed the Berlin Wall?
It's got to be Hobby.
Hobby Bullen.
Bullen.
Hobby.
And which player holds the franchise record for points in a game? Brian Bradley, Bob Beers, Adam Creighton, or
Bob
Doug
Beers?
Crossman?
Yeah, I'm going Bob Beers.
I just want to say
that.
I just
want
to say
that.
The name. It's messed up.
I think it's
Brian Bradley.
Yeah.
No, Doug Crossman. Duh, I told you.
Still wasn't Beers.
Who was the first Tampa Bay Lightning head coach to finish his tenure with a winning record?
Tortorella? Tortorella. I don't know.
Ludzik, Boucher.
Boucher. Bobby Boucher.
Chris Tortorella. Tortorella.
Tortorella.
That would be correct.
Why did we have a moment of silence on game four, right before game four of the Stanley Cup this year?
There was a moment of silence?
There was.
Oh, was it the passing of the other goalie. Yes, it was.
Oh, what? Why?
Because he got hit with firework.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, weren't you listening
point
to the
chip.
Show?
Point chip.
Yeah, point chip to the door.
That was good. That was good.
All right, who did the Lightning play against in the first playoff? We already said that, right?
Their first playoff appearance. Oh, shit.
Devils, Penguins, Flyers, Capitals.
I'll say Flyers.
All right. Who was the Lightning's first head coach? Esposito, Crisp, Lemaire, or Constantine?
Constantine. Lemaire. I like that name.
Lemaire?
I don't know. I believe it's Esposito.
It was in 92. He's the founder of them.
Probably.
Who was the Lightning's first choice in their first NHL draft? Darren Young,
Poopa.
Okay. Who was the name of the first the female goaltender the Lightning had on their roster?
Cammy.
We just did this one.
Mono?
Yes. Steel.
Menio.
And lastly, what is the name of the rink the Lightning played in during the 2000-2001 season?
Thunderdome?
Ice Palace.
You sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Submit answers.
Flyers.
Flyers was correct. Phil
Chip,
Esposito.
You were wrong.
Terry Crisp was the first.
Darren I said Harmlick.
Incorrect. No, you did not.
Yep.
Manning,
got that one right.
And the Ice Palace.
I got that one right.
What about Smith? About the tallest.
Well, today I think Dog won.
How did he win?
What?
I'm just answering.
I got three of those right.
But he got like six or seven of the other ones.
After
right.
I said the answer, you wanted to listen to him.
You gave him the wrong answer.
The ones you got didn't count,
gosh. Unbelievable.
Unreal.
This freaking guy on the boards.
All right, what else do we got? We got about 15 minutes till game starts.
Yep. Yeah,
we got a big game five tonight.
Huge. Tonight we win it.
We have to.
I agree with what you said earlier in text, Dog. Tonight we win it. Saturday, boat parade.
Yeah.
Is it boat parade Saturday?
It will be if they win the night.
Taking your boat out? You ain't got a boat.
Oh, that was just wrong. But Dog's got his boat right out.
Dog's boat going to the shop.
Yeah, it might be getting serviced. Oil change.
Oh, that's nothing major.
I mean, you never know.
He'll be back on the water by Thursday.
They tell you one thing, and it could be next week.
That's true. You might even have it at another place getting it looked
at. Wait a minute. Aren't you servicing it yourself?
No,
I got the motor. It's under warranty, and I'm not a
mechanic. Let mechanics do what mechanics do.
Yeah. I'm a builder.
Okay.
And it's under warranty, so I don't touch it. I just bring it to those guys. They go through it.
Do their thing.
If anything happens, they replace it kind of deal, you know.
Fair enough.
That's what they got for warranty. Warranty work.
How do you get hold of them?
Hold of who?
Aren't we sponsoring them? I mean, it sounds like we're sponsoring them.
Oh, jeez, you're talking
about them like they're a sponsor over there.
What are you doing over there with the board?
Jeez, what's going on?
You're
with
like
the
a child.
Oh, not at all.
Gosh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to get a hold of them. I just know the guys up. But if you guys want to get a hold of us at the studio line, 844-542-4111, or text us anytime, 380-1640.
Standard messaging rates to apply.
And we're going to be putting a chat on the website pretty soon. So if you've got any questions, you can go submit them there during our live show.
Feel free to answer anonymous too.
Maybe at the website, sounds like Shorty P's got some plans for the website updates.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that's next week. So how's the social media game going, boys?
It's going good. I couldn't figure out how to promote
you
last week.
You couldn't figure out.
Nope. But I still make posts. I make almost daily posts. Just saying hey.
Just saying hey.
Okay.
His presence out there is enough.
I did my thing. I had a rough day today at work, so I didn't get to post it earlier, but I posted.
What did you ever – I have to ask because we're concerned.
Okay,
what was your rough day? I'm a boat builder.
First, it started off
as a boat builder.
Okay.
Gel coat was empty.
One of my guys used the wrong resins.
Uh-huh.
That's not a good
start. Granted. We got lucky. Everything
sounds
was,
like a supervisory problem,
was,
but
was
go
fine.
Ahead.
It's like
you know,
Bo had to reinforce.
It was a richer resin.
Okay,
more expensive.
Oh,
for
gotcha.
A different application, but it worked. Everything fine.
Okay.
Oh wow.
And then I had a guy. He said, "I gotta go take my car and get my rudders fixed on my car." It was 2 hours out. He should have been helping. So I'm covered in sweat, head to toe, mm-hmm. busting my ass.
And your guys just cost you materials that you didn't need.
And
to be
we
spending.
Didn't know. We're sitting there and we're like, I'm just doing my thing, and I feel something hit the top of my hat, and I'm like, what was that? And I look up. I thought it was like a water drop from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know,
hurricane.
I see another drop. Resin.
Oh,
so
my.
It was a different resin, so it didn't set up as fast, which is completely fine, but we just weren't prepared for it, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
Landed in my hat. I had a mesh hat on.
Wow.
Problem.
I got resin in my hair.
That's a problem.
So I might have a bald spot.
He had a bad hair day.
But it was a rough one.
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
It was
he was waiting to say something.
It was definitely a rough, long, hot day.
I understand. So. Yeah. Our office was closed today.
Oh, must be nice. Hurricane. Must be
that
nice.
That hurricane that wasn't a hurricane. It's all government propaganda, man. They just run and get you to go out to stores and buy stuff. There was like literally, we had a worse storm like a month ago.
Well, that storm died right before it like hit us. It literally died.
Why is it that storms only hit in the nighttime? They never hit during the day.
That's a lie.
No, like that's not tropical true. Storms and stuff like that. Like Irma hit at night. The day yesterday.
I slept through it, guys.
Irma hit at night.
I opened my window. It,
so it made landfall in the panhandle at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. But I'm talking about here where we live, where we reside, not anywhere else. I've heard all the rumors. I'll tell you, the thing that I believe about that is that we're too shallow.
It is.
Like there's like all the, if you look down Park Street, like the first lane, this is where everybody came simply because they could ride out the storms and stuff here because the storms would always bounce off. The storms would never come ashore where we are.
Yeah. There's
like the safest place in the country, bro.
There's a shallow gulf out there until you get about 80 miles, then it starts getting a little deeper water. That's what those storms want.
200 Tarpon Springs. Lake Tarpon. They got to suck up that water from the bottom.
They don't like that shallow.
No, it's warm water. Did you see the sailfish you caught over in Lake Seminole? No.
That's huge.
I caught a sailfish in the Caribbean, though.
I believe that. Well, you didn't. Your boys did.
No.
You were honest.
The girls
honest
did.
Fishermen.
Their girls did.
The girls caught it.
Yeah.
Oh, we should get an interview. All right, boys. Game 5.
Get ready, game time.
Let's
6-3. 6-3.
5-2. Let's go.
4-2.
Bo?
What?
What'd you say?
4-0. Game 5.
Yeah, he's
shut out. Shut out.
All right. Everybody have a good night. Go Bolts.
See you.
Peace.
Peace.